I'm Kayla. I'm in for April today. And on the phone line, we have someone so special talking about a new project because he's not busy enough already. We have John Cooper of Skillet. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So we're talking to you today about your new podcast called Cooper Stuff. And I know that you had just released, like, right before Valentine's Day, your first podcast, actually, about love and marriage, and you've been married for 22 years now, correct? Or is it 23 now? Because I know it was, like...
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is, the first one was on love and marriage, and I said on it that I've been married for 22 years, almost 23, but I was wrong. I've been married for 21, almost 22, so nothing quite like getting your years wrong on your podcast.
well, you're here correcting it now. And I mean, it just means that you thought you were with her longer. So that's
awesome
in a way.
It's funny. It's kind of case in point to what the podcast is about, I guess. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Which, I mean, you guys probably got married at, what, like 5 years old or something?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly accurate.
So would that be your first podcast? How has the feedback been on it? Have you been getting a lot of good feedback? I watched it. It was hilarious. I like all the little clips.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think it's going really good. You know, I think that trying to remember exactly when this started, when the idea of this started, and I can't quite remember, but, you know, I've always enjoyed, you know, interviews and answering the fans' questions. You know, fans are always asking what a song is about, or how do you say married on the road, or, you know, or even just random stuff, like what kind of music do you listen to when you're not playing, you know? And it feels like no matter how much information you get out there, there's always more information to get out. And so I was thinking, how can I talk about things that matter to me, talk about things that I think could probably help people, do it in a funny way that's very kind of authentically me, and give the fans a little bit more, but also get some good messages out there. And then I think most importantly, all the Christian people that I meet that don't seem to really have a foundation from the Bible and how to live their lives. I'm always kind of amazed about it, not in a judgmental way, just in a more of a, I don't see how that so many Christian people have been in the church for so long but still don't have a simple foundation of truth. And I think that that's a little bit happening in culture now. There's just so much noise. There's so many people telling you how to live and so many philosophies. Everybody's screaming. Everybody's mad all the time on social media. And I just think that a lot of Christians are confused and don't know how to live. And I find the Christian life to be, you know, a little simple. I'm not saying it's not difficult, but the truth of it is kind of simple. The Bible is God's Word, and you build your life upon that foundation, and everything else will work out. So I thought, you know what, maybe it could be a good time to share some of the things I've learned along the way, remind people of what the Bible says.
I noticed at the start of your first podcast that you had said you're going to keep it, like, political free to keep the love there. And I thought that was really cool because a lot of the times with podcasts, some comments will get kind of political or they'll take something the wrong way. So I thought that was really cool because you are really there to keep the focus on the love and on the message.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, you're right. A lot of times kind of the point of a podcast is for somebody to really get to know you. And so in that sense, it does make sense to go off on whatever you want to, you know, scream about. If you hate, you know, this politician or that, you know, policy, it makes sense for you to go on there and go off if that's what you're doing. You're sharing your opinion. But to me, that's a little bit part of the problem is that, I mean, I have lots of political opinions. I'm actually kind of quite political in my own life and with my friends, and I read a lot, and I enjoy that. I even was going to minor in political science when I was in college years and years ago because I enjoy it. But I thought, you know, that's not really the point of my life, you know, and I think, I actually do think that politics matter. I think we live in a really great country, and it's a wonderful country. I do believe even that God has blessed our country specifically, but our hope is not in America. Our hope is in Christ, and if all of this changes, if all of this falls one way or the other, that's okay, because it's not about America. It's about the kingdom of God, and so I thought, you know what, let's do the podcast. And that can be a little bit case in point of what I'm talking about. Well, maybe I'll give you an example since we're talking about it, in case people wonder what I mean by this. for instance, I've heard policies on the left or on the right. I've heard people go, I don't see how you could possibly believe in, you know, this, because the, on the left, the Democrats are all saying blah, 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 and it's immoral because the Bible says this. And then I've heard Christians say about the same exact policy that it's immoral, you know, not to believe in it. Or I've heard the absolute opposite things, and everybody's finding a scripture in the Bible or two to back up what they think about everything else. And so a lot of Christian people are just really confused and don't know. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do case in point. It's not really about politics. It's about Jesus. It's about the Word of God, building your foundation upon that, loving people that are different than you, and maybe this goofy little podcast will be able to help people a little bit.
We are talking to John Cooper, lead singer of Skillet, about his new podcast, Cooper Stuff. So with you being such a busy man, you're a family man, you have Fight the Fury, you have a new Skillet album coming out, Fight the Fury's touring soon too, I believe, and I know you have your hands in a little bit with the Ledger Project too. How do you have time for a podcast?
Yeah, it's really, really busy right now. You know, I've just found the last couple of years has just been insanity, touring like crazy. And as you said, you know, we recorded, actually mainly my wife recorded the Ledger Project. I mean, I did help write, and I did have my you know, hands in the pie, if you will, in terms of helping shape it a little here and there and being willing to do whatever I needed to. But that fell mainly on my wife, Corey, but we still did it. And then I did the Fury Project. We've been recording Skillet all simultaneously. So it was a very busy time. But I'm, you know, honestly, I just thought, you know, I have to do it. I've been feeling led by the Lord to do it for about a year, year and a half. And I just thought, you know what? We just have to do it. So you just got to make time for it, you know? And I don't know the answer to that, but I will say I never imagined that I could be as busy as I am right now. I always thought as my career went on, if I was lucky enough to keep playing music, that it probably would slow down, and I was wrong. It's actually getting a little busier, but you know, but I love it. I love the music. I love all the avenues that God is giving us. And the podcast is just a new way to evangelize. It's a new way to get God's word out. And that sort of thing gets me very motivated, because I love telling people about Jesus. And this is a way to do it that's very fun, really silly, but also some truth.
We are talking to John Cooper, lead singer of Skillet, about his new podcast, Cooper Stuff. So with the Cooper Stuff title, is it going to be more serious topics, or are you going to do things? Like, I know you have a love from Spider-Man from your first podcast. Is there going to be, like, a podcast just on Spider-Man?
Right, right. Well, Cooper Stuff can be about anything in the whole world. It could be silly. It could be serious. But the format typically is going to be just whatever I feel like talking about. But most of those topics will have some sort of real life, you know, it'll come back to real life in some kind of a way. So the first one I did is, what does it mean to be in love? And it's silly. I'm telling, as you mentioned, it's kind of funny, and telling maybe some not so serious things about marriage and what people think love may be like, and then what love can actually be like. But it's all going to come back to something serious that I do think that I've learned, and I do think can help other people. And it'll always be grounded in some sort of Bible reference, and not in a legalistic way, but because I think there's a lot of people, even Christian people, they don't really exactly know the Bible or read the Bible and don't really know how great it is. And I think that's what happened about 2 years ago. I was reading the Bible, and I was talking to one of my Christian friends, and it suddenly hit me like, he doesn't know that this is what the Bible says, and it's just so, this is so cool. And she was fascinated, and she's like, how do you know that? And I was like, well, it's just from the Bible. And so I do think that there will be a lot of people amazed at how, I mean, it might sound trite, but at how great the Bible is, how great the Word of God is, and how great Jesus is. And so I think it's a cool way to get at it. So it'll always come back to something meaningful, but probably will be a lot of very silly material in there. And every podcast I will I will showcase one of my toys. As you said, I started with Spider-Man because he's my favorite. But I've got a massive toy collection, and I'm kind of a kid at heart about a lot of those kind of things.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see what your next podcast toy is. So with that being said, though, do you know how often you're going to do these podcasts or have an idea of what your next podcast is going to be about?
Yes, I do. I will do them every month. And I have filmed the second one I filmed yesterday. The second one is going to be, hold on, let me remember. The second one is, it's called Keeping It Real. And it is talking about social media. And it's talking about the fact that, and again, it's very silly, but it actually is very serious in that rates of depression in our culture are up amongst every age group. Rates of suicide are up in every age group. Mental illness is up. Loneliness is up. All these different rates that people have. And it's a very serious thing, and I'm just looking at it from the perspective of social media was supposed to bring people together, and social media was supposed to make people not feel so alone because you can stay connected. But in that, you know, kind of false world, we actually feel less connected. You know, we may talk to people more than ever before, but we feel less connected because social media isn't actually real. And so that's what the podcast is, doing some funny things to prove that example. And it's not saying social media is bad. It's just trying to say when you use your social media, you need to realize that everyone else's lives are just as hard as yours. Everybody has good times and everybody has bad times. And all these, you know, all the beautiful people and all the beautiful pictures are going through all the same stuff that you are. And there really is only one person that really knows the real you, you know. The point is, there's no way to actually keep it real on social media. There's no such thing. You can only keep it real in real life with your friends, with your family, and ultimately with your God.
So how has the response been so far? I know it just started, so it's probably hard to really tell, but I'm sure you're getting a lot of comments on your YouTube video asking questions for your next podcast. And
oh, right. Well, I think it's going good. I mean, you know, we are in a nice space because Skillet has been doing video podcasts for about 12 or 13 years. So, you know, on that YouTube channel, I'm putting Cooper stuff on the same under the same YouTube channel as Skillet. So if people want to watch, go to the Skillet YouTube channel. I believe it's called Skillet Band, I believe. You can find that from our website, skillet.com. To the Skillet YouTube channel, which, you know, has got, you know, 2 million followers or something. So there's already a very big base to work from. So the response is really good, and I don't even know how many views it has, maybe 60,000 or something like that. But it's a starting place. And maybe not everybody's interested, but I think the hardcore fans that want to know more about me and what I'm into, and I think that'll go good. So far, people have kind of thought, they're very interested. They think it's kind of quite funny. And like, well, it's funny, but also, you know, insightful, hopefully, and that sort of thing. So I think it's going pretty well.
So with you being not only huge in the Christian industry, but also the secular industry, and I know you said a lot of your motivation for this podcast came from fans asking questions and all that with you, like, which one would you say motivated you the most? Is it more of like the people that still need to find Jesus Christ, or, you know, improving the walk with a Christian that's still trying to grow the relationship?
To tell you the truth, I think I would answer the same as I would for Skillet's music, which is, it's kind of both. You know, I try to make Skillet music to where Christians can be encouraged from it and reminded of, you know, to live for Christ and being strengthened in their faith. But at the same time, you know, we sing a lot to people who don't know Jesus and may never go to church and may even be against going to church. We sing messages that they can relate to as well, because I love evangelism, and it's, you know, finding Jesus was the best thing in my life. So I love to tell people that. So I would say that the purpose of it is twofold. It is meant to help Christians, remind them of the Word, the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of building your life upon the foundation of God's Word. But at the same time, as you mentioned, you know, probably more than half of the people buying Skillet records are not church-going people these days. You know, we have probably a bigger rock audience than we do Christian audience, and the podcast doesn't shrink back from sharing from the Bible or talking about Jesus in any way. So I think that it could be very evangelistic for people that are like, oh, wow, I don't really know anything about the Bible. And hopefully it's done in a way that's not preachy to them or alienating to them, but maybe they're interested. Maybe they go, wow, I didn't know the Bible said that. That's pretty cool.
Awesome. We are speaking with John Cooper, lead singer of Skillet, about his new podcast, Cooper Stuff Podcast. So if somebody wants to follow your podcast or listen to your previous one, your first one that you just debuted, where can they go to listen?
Well, the Skillet YouTube channel, I believe it's called Skillet Band, and you can go to that. You know, if you sign into YouTube, you can go straight there. If you don't want to sign into YouTube, then you can just go to YouTube, and you can search for Cooper Stuff Podcast, and it will come up. It's Cooper with a C, Cooper Stuff. And also, you can always follow Skillet on our various platforms, your Instagram, things like that. And all of this you should be able to find from the Skillet website, which is the easiest to remember, skillet.com.
Perfect. So before I let you go, we do have a couple questions from some listeners.
Sure.
So if you don't mind. One person asks, what helped you to decide to use this awesome genre of music to reach the lost?
Well, I think that music is just a great way to connect with people. And music always impacted me, always affected me. And Christian music always taught me about Jesus. When I was a kid, I learned a ton about the Bible from listening to Christian music. And it was always there for me and got me through a lot of hard times. Because I had experienced that kind of encouragement in my Christian life. I like the idea of, you know, giving that same thing back. But yeah, my personal philosophy is that music is one of the most powerful weapons in the world. It's a very supernatural, spiritual thing that God created. And not to get too crazy into stuff, but, you know, people always say when you die, you can't take stuff with you, you know, like money or you know, power, you know, stuff. You can't take it with you. But, you know, one of the amazing things is, well, the only things we see in the Bible that we know will be with us for all eternity is music. And of course, I don't mean people be bringing their Skillet records to heaven, but we know that music was around in some form before, I guess you would call that eternity past, you know, before we were here. And we know that music is going to be in heaven with us as well. So something very powerful about music in general that the Bible doesn't quite explain, the power of the Holy Spirit in music, and maybe even God's creative nature displayed in music, because he has made us in his image, and part of his image is his creative nature. So something about all of that just spoke to me, and I've seen it change people's lives. So that's what made me want to go, you know what, I want to write songs that people would like. Maybe they hate Jesus, but they might like the music, and then they might listen to the message at a later point.
We are talking to John Cooper, lead singer Skillet, about his new podcast, Cooper Stuff. So is there anything that you would like to mention about Cooper Stuff that we may have not touched base on before I let you go?
No, I hope that people watch it, and I hope that they have fun, have a laugh, and you know, follow us on Skillet Band on our YouTube channel, and keep up with all the stuff going on. And if you have people that you know that are maybe struggling with their faith, or they don't really understand how to live their Christian life, or maybe they're not into Christianity at all, then this might be kind of a good tool for God to use in their life. So pass it along.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm super excited to watch the next podcast. I'm sure a lot of listeners are also. And I just hope you stay safe on all of your touring. I can't ever keep up with your tour dates either.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
All right, Kayla. Thanks so much.